Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with Chuck Chat Freestyle. Once again, bringing you Dog Days of Podcasting podcast for August 13th. It is Wednesday, hump day. It's hump day. And quick update, I got a new ukulele strap. I was inspired last week on the open mic and show and tell and whatever else the people on the ukulele Zoom were doing. And I said, I went shopping for one about a month ago, but I kind of put it on hold. It's one of those things where if you want something, put it in your shopping cart or put a bookmark on it and come back later and see if you still want it. And I did. I found a nice one. It's got kind of a astronomy theme to it with stars and different colors of blues and purples and whatnot. And I put my name on it because I thought that's what, you know, professionals do. Some do anyway. And that way, when people see you playing and they don't know who you are, they'll go, you must be Chuck or you stole his ukulele. A little bit of an update on the exercising. Still doing it. Still working on the stretchy strap bands. One of them broke. I think I mentioned that last week. So now I'm on to the second level. I got upgraded whether I wanted to or not. And I can feel, you know, it's easier to do the reps. So I'm increasing the reps, increasing the count on each rep and gradually getting there, but still a long, long way to go on that. I wanted to share something with you that I thought was funny because when I go through this process and I'm doing the final review of the entire episode before I turn it into MP3 and upload it and whatnot, I do one final listen as a good practice. I do one final listen, but I don't listen to it on normal speed. I listen to it on 1.5. And if anybody's ever done this in Audacity, there's a little like speed adjuster at the bottom and a green button so you can play it faster. And it not only adjusts the speed, but it adjusts the pitch and sounds like I'm on helium. And sometimes when I'm singing the songs, it makes me laugh. So here's a little clip from yesterday's episode, just to let you know what I'm talking about.
I said it before. On to today's song. It is from Star Trek Mom. This is Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Classic from the late 80s. Here we go.
Hopefully that put a smile on your face the same way put a smile on my face. Quick answer to Mad Marf from yesterday's question. I probably should have put these in a little different order. You said, how many ukuleles do you own? And we have three. They are all from the same vendor on Amazon, Donner, D-O-N-N-E-R. Decent quality stuff that came with a tuner and some picks and some spare strings and a case, a soft-sided case. I still wouldn't mind getting a hard-sided one for when I travel. But we have three. We have the Soprano, which is a shorter one. I think it's 17 inches. And then the Concert, which is 19. And then the Tenor, which is bigger. And then I believe the Baritone is the big one. I can't remember because we don't have it. But that would be like a small guitar for me. There's also something called a Tiny Tenor, which has the sound of a tenor, but has the frets of a concert, I think. So that one might be easier to reach, but give a more rich, deeper tone. I may try one of those if I come across one and say, hey, how does that work? There's also one with a low G. You can swap out your string and put in a low G, which gives you a little different tonal qualities, obviously. So pineapple ukulele would be kind of fun, but they tend to be a little more expensive. Actually, you can go nuts like any hobby starting out with the cheap stuff. We're on the cheap stuff right now. We're on the Amazon. Do I like it? Will I play it? Or will I, you know, use this for 6 months and go, well, that was fun. And then it sits collecting dust. So far, not collecting dust 18 months later. So got three of them. We'll see what the future holds. There's kind of a meme out there among the ukulele community that, you know, oh, sorry, honey, I bought another ukulele. And there's like a room full of them, that kind of thing. Want to wish happy birthday to Steve, according to LinkedIn. If it's the same Steve as listens to this, I'm pretty sure it is because it's spelled the same way. And, you know, the careers line up and whatnot. So I go through the catch up tab under network on LinkedIn on a daily basis to see, do I have any coworkers with birthdays or anniversaries, that sort of thing. And just give them a shout out. Let them know, hey, I'm still over here from beyond the grave. Well, the career grave, I guess you'd call it. And it's funny because I get these ads like, boost your career and get seen by more potential employers. Like, no, I don't want to do that. How do you hide from them? But happy birthday, Steve. Wish you all the best. On with today's song. It is another request. I'm going back around the loop up to the top of the list, and I've got Miss Melisse with Strange Magic from ELO. This is one of those songs that reminds me of my buddy Tom when we met like back in seventh grade, and he introduced me to ELO. And I got to reach out to him. He's supposed to be in Apache Junction by now with his girlfriend. So moved from Michigan to here, so maybe we can get together more often. And here we go. This one kind of got out of control on me with the harmonies, so I take it for what it's worth. Okay? Again, not professional, but I'm having fun. It's a good challenge, and I'm learning some skills about music and layering and whatnot. So Strange Magic, ELO, you've been warned.
You're sailing softly through the sun in a broken stone age dawn. You fly so high, I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. You're walking meadows in my mind, making waves across my time. Oh no, get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Never gonna be same again. Now I've seen the way it's got to end. Sweet dream, sweet dream. Strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. It's magic. It's magic. It's magic. Strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. You know I got a strange magic. Yeah, I got a strange magic.
There you have it. I'm going to wrap it up there for day 13. for the Dog Days of Podcasting. We've got a meeting tonight to talk about more Dragon Con planning. I've got to get some stories edited up for tomorrow's Topic is Trek podcast. So things are always happening. It's not boring being retired, anything but. If you're bored, well, I did watch a lot of Netflix yesterday, so that was kind of a down day for me. Let's get back at it, and I will talk to you tomorrow and let you know what we've been up to. Till then, take care, stay safe. Love ya. Bye.